How and where did the practice of tea leaf reading originate? Specifically, what's Salem's related backstory? Salem is commonly known as the Witch City for its connections to the infamous witch trials of 1692. Its motto is Divitas Indiae usque ad ultimum signum, which translates as to the farthest port of the rich East. Salem was a center of trade with East India in the late 1700s, and it was East India Company tea that was dumped into nearby Boston Harbor, starting the American Revolution. Origins. Tea is surrounded in myth and legend. Chinese lore holds that it was invented almost 5,000 years ago when Emperor Shen Nung discovered it by chance while relaxing peacefully under a tea leaf tree. Leaves from the tree happened to fall into his cup of hot water, and as the story goes, the scent of the brew convinced him to take a chance and drink it. In doing so, he discovered the wonder beverage that we know and enjoy today. In more concrete terms, anthropologists have determined that the tea trees growing along the lush, forested borders of Yunnan Province in China, Assam in India, Myanmar, formerly Burma, Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand are descended from those primordial groves where tea originated. From all evidence, tea drinking began here, then spread throughout Asia, eventually making its way from the Far East to the West. In these scholarly circles, the credit doesn't go to any emperor, but rather to prehistoric humans, who anthropologists theorize first sampled tea in their search for food, perhaps taking their cue from animals. Chewing the leaves gave them the energy for foraging and hunting. Once humans mastered fire and figured out how to boil water, tea as we know it was born. By the time of the Shang Dynasty, 1766 to 1050 BCE, people in Yunnan Province were regularly consuming medicinal beverages made with tea leaves and other plant matter. This is the origin of China's great herbal healing traditions, with tea as the foundation. Later, in the nearby Sichuan Province, under the Zhou Dynasty, 1122 to 256 BCE, people started drinking tea made from tea leaves alone, without any other seeds, bark, or herbs, simply to relax or get a boost, rather than as an herbal remedy. The practice of tea leaf reading dates back at least as far as the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644 CE, which saw the introduction of the popular palm-sized cup designed for enjoying tea, the fine porcelain gaiwan. Its three pieces are both aesthetically pleasing and useful: a saucer that allows the hot cup to be safely held, an angled cup with a flared lip, and a lid with a knob like a cherry on top of a sundae, effectively blocking loose leaves during drinking, keeping them in the cup and out of the mouth. This ingenious construction, combined with the ease with which shapes formed by the dark leaves could be seen against the pale interior of the gaiwan, paved the way for the art of tea leaf reading.